down close to the 33-yard line. A nice gain of 5 yards on first down. And then again, that's just what you see. You get a little confidence now. The Blue Demons are like, okay, we're here. We know what's going on. We can have success. The line settling in, really figuring out the defense here quickly, which is what they've got to do. And we really got to keep this drive going. And a big second down, sixth play here.
Alvey with the football on the march here after the opening score by the Warriors. The Blue Demons hand up Isley. Once again, straight ahead and met, and then falls forward. Looked like a nice hole there, but it goes for a couple of yards. Going to bring a third down and three, but that hole was swallowed up in a hurry.
You know what, the free safety, Chris Borchers, who's also the starting quarterback, came in from the safety position to help close that hole. Good read out of him. The other thing they'll notice is we're going to call all these offensive guys going both ways for Steve Center. And as the course of the game, that could have an impact.
Yeah, three down linemen. Albie comes down, third down. Let's call it four for the Blue Demons. Isley, a big hand from Sutter, rolls back. The pressure's on, and Luke Sutter will be dropped all the way back to the 41-yard line, and that's going to bring a fourth down and a long 13 here.
Yeah, Cody Franklin, the defensive end, just came and actually was unabated. We didn't pick up our assignment earlier to get the block on him, and he just came in wide open, and unfortunately, Luke is not able to see him on the blind side to see that he's coming in. Cost a huge loss for the Blue Demons. We'll see how that works out. Luke got a finding, so we'll see what we do on this fourth and 11th play.
Ball at the Warrior 41-yard line. Sioux Center out front, 7-0 here. 3:18 to go in this opening quarter. Alvey. Sarver rolls back, has time. Rolls to the right side. Goes across his body, complete to Matt Baker, and he'll be brought down short of the first down marker. Gets the ball complete to the 32, but he needed to get down to the 27-yard line. Alvey's going to come just short there, but still, I think, wise decision.
You know, I like that play a lot. You know, it's a good chance to give your offense a chance to get something going. Matt Baker's got great hands, and more importantly, he can get a lot of yards after the carry. It's just that one, Luke Hemmer, with some pressure, came to his left side, did a good job gathering his speed and establishing himself to get the throw, and then Matt Baker just couldn't get himself turned upfield, which is not surprising as hard as he was coming to get that ball to the sideline.
3:05 to go, opening quarter, 7-0 Sioux Center around in front of the Blue Demons. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Have you test-driven the New Holland T7 Series tractors at Bowser Equipment in Albia? Brute power never felt so good. Eight models range from 100 to 195 PTO horsepower with a leading selection of transmissions, including CVT or full power shift transmissions. All with the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in the business with the award-winning Sidewinder 2 armrest controls. Bowser Equipment in Albia invites you to stop by for a New Holland T7 Series tractor test drive. Brute power never felt so good.
Nothing assisted around front here, 3:05 to go. Warriors with the football. Shotgun formation, quarterback hands it off to the left side, trying to get some running room, gets the corner, and it's across the 35, out to the 40-yard line. And Dan, now I'm just going to have to do a little bit better job of containing the end.
You know, that's something you think the defense or the coach and we were talking about last set there when we were on offense. We really make sure we contain that. I know they come up the middle. They do a good job of keeping you off balance with that. But, yeah, the DNs and the outside backers have really got to hold true and hold strong on that outside edge, especially when number 9, Christian Rosenboom, is coming around the corner.
Second down and two here for Sioux Center. Albie trails here 7-0, 2.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. The ball right at the 40-yard line of the Warriors. Our eye formation, quarterback rolls back. Here's some pressure, steps up, throws the ball downfield. It's underthrown, and it looks like their play is incomplete. Tony Lesh and man coverage out here. Albie here, they got the quarterback. Lesh did a good job of staying in coverage, Dan, and that's going to bring a third down here.
Well, we've seen the sophomore Tony Lesh and just perform way beyond his years in such a dance play. Right place to him in. On the pump fake by the quarterback, he didn't try to jump up in the air where he could have just drilled the quarterback and had a sack there. But he was trying to make a play defensively on the blitz from right. But Tony did a great job, and the receiver was out of bounds when he caught the ball, so no reception there. Brings up a third and two situation from their own 40.
Big third down play here for Albie. The Warriors with the 7-0 lead, 2:18 to go here first quarter. Shotgun. Quarterback sends a man in motion, and it hands it off to him, trying to get to the right side. Met, and then pushed down. It's going to be very close to that first down marker. It will depend on the spot.
so close initially. I thought he came just a little short. But boy, the two of the marches is very, very close. I think they got a measure, but they're taking an eye and see if they can seat the shirt.
Fourth down, and they're going to bring those chains out once again. They'll bring those chains across. It's 2:13 to go here, folks, in this opening quarter. 7-0. Sioux Center, if you just joined us, took the opening drive, and they marched it down the field from their own 23-yard line. And Albia turned the ball over on downs, marching the ball down the field themselves. So it's been both offenses have been able to have success here, but they've got the point.
Yeah, they do. They were able to get the score, and I think we're going to be short by about 2 inches there. Wow. A little bit more than that. They're going to say 6. What a great stop. Now we'll see. You know, you got to think Sioux Center's confident that they might just go for it here on 4th and 6 inches. The Blue Demons really got to step up and make this stop.
We'll see what they're going to do here. 4th down. Quarterback Porcher comes back out of the from the sideline. Chris Porcher, senior, 6'1", 190 pounds. And it's going to be 4th down and about 6 inches here. 2:13 to go, opening quarter. 7-0 Sioux Center with the early lead here. And you hear that Blue Demon crowd come to life across the way.
You got to be looking for that. Porcher's a good, strong running back in his own right. Before he was quarterback, he was one of the receivers. You got to wonder if he'll look at this new quarterback sneak, come up quick. Maybe a hard chance to try to draw this defense off and see who's got better discipline there.
He's in the shotgun. Now to come up and sneak in your center. Trying to get a hard count. They may not snap it here. The Porcher's going to call a timeout. Albie did not bite, Dan. That is tough-minded football.
That's being well-coached. We try to do that on times on short distance situations. And the Blue Demons obviously being well-coached on that as well. Didn't even flinch on the hard count. The quarterback tried about 4 different times unsuccessfully, which is not going to get the Blue Demons offside. So great job there mentally. We still have a 4th down and inch situation here. After the timeout, we'll see what happens.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demons Football after this timeout.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home.
You might mention again that that was a
Fuel Saver today.
Pretty broad outage. Apply. Not related.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project, and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call, and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have 2 new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and Mediacom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
The forward progress, if they gave him extra credit on it, could be something, but we clearly stopped him a yard
deep. There's a lot
of
slack in that change.
I hope you're right.
You are attaboy, T.
Yes.
And that will be a turnover of downs. Albia with the football at the 41-yard line. And Dan, you got to take advantage of these opportunities right here.
That's just it. You know, we got a chance that the defense rose. And what we've seen all year long, and we heard Coach Hill talk about that this morning, is these guys don't get rattled defensively. They just adjust and they overcome. He talked about Pella Christian scoring first possession, Mount Air scoring first possession, and the defense doesn't get worked up. And that's exactly what we saw here. Second possession, the defense rose to the occasion. That usually gets our offense fired up right here.
Albie with the football, trailing by 7. Baker goes in motion. Here's a rollback. And under pressure, Luke Sarver brought down all the way back to the 48-yard line. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they are tough to the football, Dan. That was a lot of bodies right on Luke Sarver. He had nowhere to go.
No, and about the only option he had was a quick dump out on the fourth option in the backfield. But, boy, that pressure was coming quick, and it was just hard to get it off there. The quickness, again, the size-wise, we match up more than favorably, but they just have some quickness on their side that's just a little harder feet. They've got to move a little quicker on the blocking and get the stops.
Second down, let's call it 16 for Albia. Here's a fake handoff rolling to the right side. Sarver throws it. Complete. Baker. Oh, Matt Baker dove at the football. It would have been complete about the 41-yard line, but that's going to bring a third down and 16 here.
You know, it's a tough call there on that second and long, too. I like the fact that we went for a pass play. You know Coach Dayton loves to run the ball. But, you know, when it was second down and 15, you got to figure out what you can do, what may happen. And unfortunately, we're just getting a little too much pressure. I would think of maybe a straight drop back pass and try to get off quick. Know that the pressure's coming. You got to do a quick hitch. A little five-yard out route might be a good pass play if we try to pass again.
Third down long here. Sarver rolls back, plants, throws a fade pattern down the sideline, and incomplete. That time, I think felt the footsteps, Dan, that was the previous two plays, but he had time to throw the football right there. But you can see, T, that things were developing there for Albion. They got some things to work with there.
Yeah, they got some things to work with there. I think maybe Baker might have been on a little bit different route because he just wasn't full speed, and that was a long one there.
Yeah, and you just saw Baker's coming back here, getting ready to go punt formation. He was tapping his chest that, yeah, he didn't get the right route in there that Luke was looking for.
Dean Parenza checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Great defense by the Blue Demons, and Albie's got to find a way to get this offense rolling. Here's Sarver rolling back the punt. End-over-end punt down the right side. Bounces and will go out of bounds inside the 20-yard line and about the 16-yard line when Albie's defense will come back out on the field. And we're going to take a TV timeout, come right back, get to those Southern Iowa Technology texts that are coming in. 106 to go, opening quarter, 7-0 Sioux Center. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia has your holiday savings. Sure Fine solid packs of pumpkin in 15-ounce cans are just 99 cents. Sure Fresh ready-to-bake pie crusts, 2 to a package, are $1.99. Eggo waffles in 12 to 3-ounce packages are 2 for $5. And Wimmer's Little Smokies are just $2.99 per package. You're saving if you're shopping your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's.
At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, all with no monthly service charges and no minimum balance requirements. We've done our homework. Come in and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the other so-called free checking accounts.
No, that one
plus,
might have
when you
been
open a
C-First
free checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your debit cards and unused checks from your current financial institution. Make the switch to C-First today. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Seven nothing Sioux Center with the football at the 16-yard line. Here's a quick pitch going to the left side. A block and some running room out here across the 20, 25. It's a foot race down the sidelines. A huge hole running down the sidelines, giving chase, but not going to catch up with that one. And that will go for a Sioux Center touchdown. 84 yards on the touchdown for Sioux Center, and the Warriors strike a one play on their third possession.
Derek Hoyer was the runner there. It's just his fourth touchdown on the year, but what a huge run. Bryce Leshen did a good job on the outside of keeping it in there, but there was just no backside flow coming back over there to help get that contained in. And then once he got past the linebacker area, he just kicked it to the sideline and off to the races he went.
Good job of getting that defense or that line sealed on the outside, see, and that just opened up a lot of running room that turned into a touchdown.
Well,
here's a snap that's muffed, and the extra point will be stopped as Bossard in there to make the stop. But Albia gives up a long play to the Warriors, and the Warriors take a 13-0 lead here, 54 seconds to go in this opening quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
They risk their lives to protect our way of life. They'll sacrifice everything, yet expect nothing in return. Join us in thanking the men and women who defend our freedom with the Hy-Vee Home Front Roundup for the Home Front. Simply round up your purchase to the next dollar, November 6th through the 16th. Proceeds benefit organizations that support all service members, veterans, and their families. Hy-Vee Home Front. Let's give something back.
Go ahead.
Welcome back, everyone. The People's State Bank kickoff. Albia trails 13-0 here, 54 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Here's a kick, a short kick. And backing up for it is Baker. Baker will fake the handoff, go to the right side, out across the 15, trying to get it across the 20, and does so, but brought down. Good open field tackle there, and a good job of staying in their lanes that time on the special teams by Sioux Center.
Yeah, well, very much so. Nice little fake handoff there with Hunter Weldon, and Hunter sold it well. Kept the guys at least honest on this side, so that's something that if they have any more kick returns, they can work on. But Blue Demons now with 22-yard line to start this possession, so we'll see if they can get things going.
Let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line, listening from a tree stand near Blakesburg. Good luck, Blue Demons. The Johnsons checking in. And go Big Blue. James and Amy Brown checking in. Here's a pass out of the shotgun. Intercepted, going the other way. And that is going to be an INT into a touchdown. And holy cow, that just happened.
Yeah, it did, Jason. A little pressure coming in once again on Luke, and just threw it up off his back foot, was not able to get his foot planted in the throw, and he's just going over the top, and it's just not enough strength to get it over there, and a nice job underneath.
Hi, this is Mary.
By Jordan Lomanson to get that INT and for 6 points on the board.
Wow, T, I'll tell you what, the old wheels on this car just fell off on the last two plays.
That's tough, you know. I mean, it's you don't want them to turn the ball over, and especially pick six, you know, that hurts. But, just as we were saying, one quarter does not make a game.
Well, Albia's defense will have to, this football team, see, will have to find a way, and that's the motto they live by.
Yeah, you might be down by 19 points, but like you guys have been saying, one quarter doesn't make a game. You got to keep fighting back and do the things that got you here.
Going to go for two here. The Warriors out front, 19-0, 39 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Quarterback, another directional snap, and running in is big number 33. Two more points put up on the board. 21-0, Albia trails here. A couple of scores within 10 seconds, and Albia will find itself trailing by three touchdowns when we come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Hi, this is Mary.
And I'm Renata.
And we're from the Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater, St. Charles, Iowa, 10 minutes north of Osceola.
We're the largest amphitheater in the state of Iowa.
Check out our comedy show featuring Jeff Cadell December 6th. Doors open at 6:30.
Where the road meets the stars.
We are proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demons and KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country.
For more information, call 515-333-4628.
The Tharp Funeral Home and all their staff are proud supporters of Albia Athletics and proud also of all who participate. We wish you continued success throughout the course of the season. Go Big Blue.
Havana Brown. Red One. Miss Worldwide. From Miami. Morocco. To Australia. To the world. Got it.
Welcome back to the Thunderdome, once known as the Uni Dome, but right now Sioux Center has stolen the stage, Dan, as they've opened up a 21-point lead here with 39 seconds to go opening quarter, and a couple of big plays back-to-back, and Albia finds itself trailing by 21.
Yeah, and the Blue Demons just got to flush it. There's a Coach Staten term. Flush it and move on to the next play. Offense has a chance to go out and get a score, and they've got to find a way right here.
Here's your People's State Bank kickoff. This one is a short kick going towards the sideline. It's going to bounce and go back into play. Matt Baker's going to have to pick it up. He's going to have to get to the right side. Oh, tripped up. He looked like he was going to get that corner turn, but Baker slipped on the turf, brought down at the 16-yard line. And see, this is really a gut check moment here for the offense. It needs to get things going. Albia's been able to move the ball at times, but this is a real important drive for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, the Blue Demons right here have to find something out what's going to work for them on the offensive ball right here. This drive has to get some things clicking right here if we want to get back into the game.
And I think it starts with running the ball. You know, that's our bread and butter, and we've seen a lot of pass attempts here, and I don't think we have to deviate too much. Maybe play action into the pass, but let's get back to running the ball, jam it up the middle, and see what we can do.
Here's the power eye formation. Carter Isley running forward and fights his way up across the 20-yard line out to about the 21, 22, a gain of a yard or two on first down.
Again, positive yardage just to get something going. They've got to settle this team down. Their nerves are going to be excited. You've got a lot of great senior leaders once again on this team, as we do each year, who are wanting to make sure things happen. They don't want this to be their last game by any means. And so Coach doing a nice job of just getting a play that will work and get yourselves going.
Ball at the 17-yard line of Albia. Sarver will send Baker in motion. He's going to keep it, and the ball's loose. It's picked up and going towards the end zone. Are you kidding me? And that will be a touchdown. The ball came loose and was picked up by Sioux Center and taken in for a touchdown. And, T, I don't know, buddy, if you're writing a storyline about one of the greatest comebacks in school history, it's being written right here because it's going to take that kind of a comeback.
It is, you know, but this team's fully capable of something like that, too. You know, I mean, like we've said before, it's hard to rattle this team. You know, it's going to be tough to overcome, but if anybody could do it, these guys can.
27-0, Sioux Center with the lead here. Here's a snap. The kick is blocked and will be no good. So that will be the conclusion. One quarter is in the book, and if there was a quarter, I'd like to get rid of it. It was that one right there.
Oh, definitely so. And, you know, and you feel for Luke Sarber. You know that guy's a true warrior and a champion, and he wants to see this thing go. And it just that ball was tucked on his hip, which is what he had to do. Unfortunately, the defense was able to get the ball knocked loose and pick it up. Looked like they were set up a nice little option play with Matt Baker being the option back, but it just nothing happened there.
27-0, Sioux Center out in front. We'll go to the second quarter when we come back to the Thunderdome. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to those who farm the land. But the sound of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is far too common on our family farms. When equipment comes in contact with power lines, bad things happen. Plan your path to clear lines by at least 10 feet. Always lower your grain auger before moving. Any contact has the potential to kill. Remember, stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Welcome back to the Uni Dome. Once known Uni Dome, now Cedar Falls has become Albion North and the Thunderdome. But, guys, you know, you look at a scoreboard and you see 27-0 after one quarter. You say, well, boy, this is just a total mismatch of two football teams. But, Dan, you look at Albion, this Sioux Center team, a very good Sioux Center team, but it isn't watching them, this is not a team that's that much further ahead of Albion. It's been turnovers and mistakes and a couple of big plays.
Well, and that's what we talked about in the pregame. You know, just a team that makes the fewest mistakes in a game like this. It's not about talent and speed and quickness because they're all that way. But who makes the fewest mistakes? And so far, we're losing that battle. We've got to find a way to right the ship.
Here's the People's State Bank kickoff. This one fielded at the 12-yard line. Matt Baker trying to get to the right side. Gets across the 25-yard line. Brought down about the 28-yard line where Albia's offense will come back on the field. And Big T, you're right there across the way in front of the right behind the Albion bench, buddy. It's hard to get your team back up after four straight touchdowns given up, but this is the kind of stuff this coaching staff and team's made out of.
It is. You know, it's hard to rattle these guys, you know, so, I mean, we just got to go out and do what we do. I mean, they just got to, you know, complete their assignments, you know, do their thing, and we'll get back in this.
Uncle Mark and Donald listening from Victorville, California. You can do it, Big Blue. And here's a handoff, and Kieran Judge with the football met in the backfield, and he'll be met right at the line of scrimmage, and no gain on the play.
Yeah, just not much hole opening up there, and Kieran just got stood up right away, and that's not good for him when he gets stood up like that. It's hard for him to get positive yards after the fact.
Go Big Blue from Donna and Mary at Jim and Charlie's. Well, hello, everyone, Jim and Charlie's. Keep the neighborhood safe. Albion with the football, trailing by 27. 11:25 to go here in the first half. Here's a counterplay. Running with it. Judge hitting the backfield. A loss of about 4 yards. And, boy, see, you can just see the emotion that has built up on the other side of the football field. Sioux Center playing with so much enthusiasm and confidence. And that old ball that's momentum, once it gets rolling, it's hard to stop.
Yeah, they're so quick to the ball right there. They have some momentum on their side. They're making great plays right now.
Third down, let's call it 14 here. Abbey will break the huddle. They'll put a receiver to each side of the field. Luke rolls back, being pursued. Throws it to the flat, complete to Matt Baker, trying to get some separation and get some extra yardage, but will be brought down after a pickup of about 3 yards, and that's going to leave Abbey fourth down and six as Baker picked up the reception. Nice little play there, Dan, but not able to get away, and open field tackle there by Sioux Center's a great job out of them.
Well, I think a nice recognition of the Blue Demon offense that you've got to go those, if you're going to throw, you've got to go quick short routes because they're bringing a lot of quick pressure up the middle and on the corners, on the edges there. And so good job there. We don't have to throw home runs every time, and that's a good route run by Matt Baker and a good throw by Luke Sarver. Unfortunately, that brings up fourth and long. We've got to go for the punt.
Sarver looks to go in the punt formation. Standing back at his 25, gets a punt and blocked. The ball is blocked. And they'll pick it up, and Sioux Center will have a short field to work with. And, man, if you could find a way to find something go wrong, T, that is what has happened for Albion here in this first half.
You know, we talk about that snowball, you know. Once that snowball starts to roll, you know, it gains momentum. You know, we just got to stop that momentum right now.
You know, we've seen that a lot with the Blue Demon on our side of the ball, you know, where things go really well and how we react to it. And that's just what we're seeing in Sioux Center. They're reacting in a positive way to the effort that they've been given.
And you know that, Christian, that's what Albion's made out of as well. So that, you know, you've seen for Albion now for the first time in the season where it's not been their way. And but you know that Albion's got this in them to come back and do the same thing.
They just got to go out there and play their best football right now. You got the diversity, got to fight through that. So,
Stephen Darlene, we have plenty of time. We can do it. We just getting warmed up. Well, Stephen Darlene checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology line. Text line, we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Timeout on the field. 27-0 Sioux Center over Albion. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Texas Barbecue Thick Burger. By Texas race car legend, Terry Labonte.
Boy, there's nothing better than a juicy charbroiled burger. But when you pile on fried jalapenos and mouth-watering barbecue brisket, smoked for hours and hours and slathered in mesquite barbecue sauce, you got a Texas winner.
The Texas Barbecue Thick Burger with smoked brisket, mesquite barbecue sauce, and jalapeno straws. New at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants available as 3rd and 1/2 pound thick burgers.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Go. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
27-0, Sioux Center out in front here. They got the football at the Albion 25-yard line. The quarterback stays in the shotgun. Quick pass into the backfield. The number 9 has the seam down the sidelines. The 10, and in for a Sioux Center touchdown. And, gentlemen, two plays from scrimmage for Sioux Center, and they have two touchdowns, a fumble recovery for a touchdown, and an interception for a touchdown. And it just hasn't been fair here in this first half.
Yeah, it's just tough watching. You know, this squad is just has performed such a high level all year long, and to see this kind of a performance is just disappointing on both, on all facets of the game. There's not any one thing that's not working. We're just not getting it done.
33-0, 9:54 to go. Here is the extra point. The kick is up, and it appears to be good enough, and it is. And boy, we'll take another quick timeout as Sioux Center has stretched out their lead 34-0 over Albia. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Hello, my name is Mike S. McGee. I am running as a write-in candidate for Monroe County Board of Supervisors on December the 9th. I would appreciate your vote by writing my name on the ballot. Thank you. Paid for by Mike S. McGee. Go Big Blue.
United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate of Albia are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals serving all of your real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Go.
Welcome back, everyone. Cedar Falls. Albia has invaded Cedar Falls as a wall of blue as both these teams don the blue. Sioux Center in their solid blues, white helmets. Albia with their blue pants, white jerseys, blue helmet. Both teams' crowds bring the blue T-shirts out to here from Cedar Falls. 34-0. If you're just joining us, it has been a derailment of the A-train here in the first half. But this team more than capable of making a comeback. Here's a People's State Bank kickoff. Bounces at the 12-yard line, picked up by Hunter Weldon. Works his way upfield, 20, 25-yard line, and works all the way out to the 29-yard line. Good return there by Hunter Weldon. And, Dan, you got to start flushing the stuff and worry about the play that is at hand.
You know, you do. And what I really like, too, in terms of that, of the special team side, the last two kick returns, and we don't like talking about a whole lot of kick returns, but the last two kick returns, we didn't worry about the handoff, fake handoff. We came right up the middle, go hit a quick blocking wall. Let's just shorten this game up in terms of what we're trying to do on each play, each set. I really like Coach Hill making that adjustment. Both times now, we've gotten decent returns. We're right about the 30. We're on the 29. So good place to start this drive. Now the offense has got to find a way to get some blocks, sustain them, and get some holes opened up.
Abby with the football. Here's the handoff. Isley trying to go to the left side. Fights through a defender out across the 30. Still fighting up forward. Gets through two tackles out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. A gain of about 6 yards. And, Christian, that is Albia football at its best right there.
Yeah, that's what we've been waiting for all game long right there, is that run a pound by Carter Isley.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. Continue to go, maybe not necessarily off the center, but go off to that tackle edge a little bit, do some trap blocking, things that really work well for us historically, and just stick to that.
Second down, three here. Here's a counter play. Isley has the first down out across the 39 to the 40-yard line, and Albia will move the chains. The first Iowa State Bank first down. When you're looking to make the change and the chains move in your life, you can get First Iowa State Bank a call, 932-2144. And you can see them at their two locations, both in Eddyville and Albia. And don't forget them out there. Convenient drive-thru on Benton. First and 10, Blue Demons ball at the 40-yard line of Albia. Sarver comes under center. Asadai rolls back. Plants has time. Throws a pass down the middle of the field. Matt Baker giving chase. Oh, a bump in the back. But no flag.
Boy, that was close. I thought it was nice coverage, but I really thought maybe he got a little too much on there on the backside. But the official had a good positioning on it to see whether a hands got on there, and we're seeing the replay. That's just, unfortunately, very good defensive coverage there. Matt Baker wanted the flag, and I don't blame him for asking for it, but it looked like it was just pretty good defensive coverage.
T, a good job of the line holding there to give Luke some time to throw the football.
Yeah, that's as much time as Luke has had all game right there. So hopefully they're getting some stuff figured out up front.
8:53 to go here in the opening half. 34-0. Sioux Center with the lead here. But Albia with the football, trying to put a dent in this lead. Sarver hands it off. Isley running forward. Still churns those legs and will be brought down after about a yard gain. But see, he is still so tough to bring down. And he just wears teams out when he's given the opportunity to be a punisher.
Hard physical runner right there. And I think as the game progresses, he'll get more and more carries.
Going to Southern Iowa Technology text line. Andy and Angie Coe, Jen Little, Kathy and Doug, and Tommy Benson checking in. Let's go, Blue. Glad to have you along on this football Saturday night. 34-0. Sioux Center with the lead. Albia with the football. Sarver rolls back, has time, throws it upfield. Complete. Gannon Osing has the first down. Yes. Move those chains into Sioux Center territory. A good release there by Gannon Osing, a big, tall target. Dan, he's really come on here at the latter part of the season.
Really has had two bullets thrown to him last week and did a great job catching him. Here, this is set up. We were talking about in our break, set up really by the play action play. Fake the handoff up the middle. It makes those linebackers bite, and then Gannon Osing's able to release a great little back shoulder fade right down the middle. Great pitch and catch by Luke Sarver. No big, huge bombs going for that easy reception.
8 minutes to go here. Here's a quick pitch to Isley. Trying to turn it up. Gets a block and then had slides through a defender as Sioux Center T had done a good job of stretching that out, and then Carter really couldn't get his body moving forward.
Yeah, he couldn't get that momentum. He kind of had to sidestep a guy there and then just couldn't get it back moving forward again.
Watching and listening to the game at Alyssa Butler's first birthday party. Well, happy birthday, Alyssa. Glad to have all of you checking in tonight on Southern Iowa Technology text line. Sarver comes under center, second down, 11. Here's Isley with the carry. Looked like a hole opened up, and Carter keeps moving forward, keeps fighting for it, still fighting for it, on his feet all the way in the 45-yard line, down close to the 41-yard line. And Christian, the thunder, that is Carter, the Iceman Isley.
Got him down. Right when they think they got him down, he keeps his feet going, and that's just the character of the kid. Just a tough mind. Nothing's ever going to bring him down. He's going to keep fighting for it.
Great job out of him to not give up on that play. No, go to the whistle. You always talk about that. There's a part where that stalled for about 4 yards, but he did a good job. Brings up third and four.
6:50 to go here. Here's the counter reverse. Blake Bear rolls back, throws it downfield to Matt Baker. Up and knocked down. Boy, that was open for a moment. Baker did a good job of coming back. And that's going to bring a fourth down here, a big fourth down, Big T. Looked like Albia pulled a little trick out of the hat there and nearly got it complete.
You know, our first touchdown last year in this dome was the same exact play. Hugan caught the ball and took it in for a touchdown. So we've seen that play before. Haven't seen it this year, but there it was.
Oh, big fourth down play here. Albia on the march here. The ball at the 42-yard line of Sioux Center. Fourth down, four for the Blue Demons. They'll send a man in motion. Baker goes to the right side. Here's a Sarver rolling back, plants, throws it complete. And coming with the pass is Habman inside the 35, down to the 34-yard line. Move those first Iowa State Bank chains. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. And, Dan, a well-executed play right there by the two seniors.
Yeah, Nate Habman did a nice little slant route, quick slant. On the last play, he was actually the pitchback who got the ball and then gave it to Blake Bear. And what was really impressive there was quickly he went to a blocker and blocked a crashing defensive end to keep Blake Bear from getting hit. You know, on that last play, just almost worked on a little trick.
Albie on the march here, 6:30 to go, trailing by 34. Here's Isley over to the left side, has some running room inside the 30-yard line before he's brought down. A gain of 6 yards on first down, and I'll tell you, T, first down is so important for this Albie offense to make the second and third downs really short.
No, Coach, that's something that Coach just loves. He loves to have that second and four, second and three, you know, get some good yardage on first down.
Really keeps the defense on their heels. They don't know what to do with it. We're going to have a timeout here, Jason.
It looks like Sioux Center's going to call a timeout. We're going to do the same thing. But right now, let's go to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go, Big Blue. You can do it. Joe and Kathy Wells checking in from the Mojave Desert, Mojave Valley, Arizona. And we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. We'll be right back. Albia trails by 34, 6:05 to go in the first half. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Hi, this is Mary.
And I'm Renata.
And we're from the Avenue of the St. Amphitheater, St. Charles, Iowa, 10 minutes north of Osceola.
We're the largest amphitheater in the state of Iowa.
Check out our comedy show featuring Jeff Cadell December 6th. Doors open at 6:30.
Where the road meets the stars.
We are proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demons and KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country.
For more information, call 515-333-4628.
Stay tuned. We'll be giving away tickets to the Jeff Cadell Show coming up December 6th at halftime. Right now, let's get back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls.
We've rebranded it the Thunderdome. Uh-huh. Right now, the Sioux Center is trying to take some of that thunder out of Albia's first half. They're out in front here, 34-0, the Warriors. And, Dan, a very impressive Warrior football team. But, man alive, did Albie hand him a few cupcakes.
Oh, very much. Again, treated him a little bit to some just uncharacteristic plays out of the Blue Demons. And so have put ourselves in a very, very big hole here that we're going to have to dig out of. No doubt that the Blue Demons are going to stay true to course and find a way to put their best effort forward and finish this game. You know, starts right here on this possession. See if we can't get a score with 6:05 in the second quarter.
Second down. Let's call it four here for Albie. Here is Kieran Judge running for a run backwards. Running to the right side. Got hit and then just kept those legs. Legs moving and back down the field. Gets a gain of about 2 yards. It's going to bring a third down. Let's call it a long two for Albia. The ball right at the 27-yard line of the Warriors.
You know, and as he's going backwards, he just keeps those feet moving and just get as much yards as he can. So good job out of Kieran Judge after getting spun around to get the yardage he did.
Offset eye formation. Isley with the football, working his way forward, then stood up after looked like he was going to open up a nice big hole there, Christian, and a good job of backside help by those linebackers for Sioux Center, and that's going to bring a fourth down in the yard.
Yeah, it looked like Carter Isley had a big old hole right there for a second, but the quickness of this defense right here just closed that hole really quick, and they brought him down.
Albia's short. Offense has got to make a play here, Dan. This is a big play here, fourth down in the yard. The Blue Demons come under center, offset eye. Sarver hands off to Isley. Isley has the first down on his way inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. Carter, the Iceman Isley, and move those first Iowa State Bank chains. One more time as the Blue Demons keep this drive alive.
Blue zone.
Nice job of kicking out there, getting himself out of the pocket, if you will, out of the line of tackle there and going out of the sideline and picked up no more than enough for that first down. Puts us into the Summers Insurance Blue Zone.
Your local Blue Cross Blue Shield representative with all the chaos and confusion of healthcare. Give us a call, 641-932-7163. Here is a handoff and being met and brought down. Kieran Judge met as he got the handoff in the backfield and a loss of a two on the play.
Yeah, the quickness there of Sioux Center, they're just firing off the ball just almost in anticipation of our snap count and really able to get in there quicker than we can get them blocked up. And good job there of stopping it for a loss there. A two-yard loss brings up a second, let's call it 13, actually. Ball is on the 23.
Second down, 13, 4:20 to go here in the first half. Here's the fake handoff, rolling back. Sarver has a man open in the end zone, and it's up for grabs. Oh! Gannon Osing had gotten open and was wide open in the end zone, but Luke Sarver had rolled out to his left side. He had to plant and turn, an awkward throw, but nearly got the reception. Boy, I'll tell you what, Gannon was wide open.
Yeah, and did everything he could to try to get that ball reeled in. Great recovery on the secondary there. I believe that was Marcus Winterfeld that recovered there. And if he hadn't got there, and he's a 6'4 defensive end there, or excuse me, linebacker that was able to get back there, and if he hadn't recovered so quick, you know, no doubt Gannon was going to reel it in. But great effort out of Gannon to try to get that pass.
Third down, 13 here. Sarver, a quick pitch to Isley. Isley rolls back, throws it, and it's complete inside the 15, down close to the 12-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down. It's going to bring a fourth down here for Albia. Nice completion there to Habman. Had got open. But it's going to bring a fourth down and about seven here. The ball at the 12-yard line.
Carter Isley's now 4-5 on the season throwing, so a great job out of him. He's really had a good job out of the halfback pass. Pressure coming on him quickly, but was able to get that ball thrown, and Nate Hoffman reeled that in.
Another big fourth down play right here. 3:40 to go here in the first half. 34-0 the Warriors. Sarver rolls back. Here's some heat, and he'll be brought down, a loss all the way back to the 24-yard line, and the Blue Demons will turn the ball back over to Sioux Center.
Just a pressure coming way too quick there, way too soon. Luke did not have any time to get his feet set, let the receivers get themselves open. Just not able to block him up at the point of attack.
Well, hats off to this defense here by Sioux Center coming up with a big play there. Got a text coming in. Mike Bonder of the defensive coordinator at Pella Christian. Coach, I hope I got your name pronounced correctly. He coached with Coach Dayton. Coach always said tough times don't last, but tough people do. A lot of football left. Go Albia. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a tough Pella Christian defense Albia faced earlier in the year. Here's a run by number 33, big number 33 for Sioux Center, Graham Zimmerman, and he'll pick up about 2 yards on that first down carry as we go under the 3.5 minute mark of this opening half. 34-0 Sioux Center with the lead here in the first half.
Blake Lawless and Tony Leshen with the tackle over there on the 2 yard pickup. So good job of containing there by the two at the corner and the outside backer. But we just got to find a way to string a play together and see if that goes to the next play.
Second down now for Sioux Center. They've had a half of a lifetime. Quarterback stays in shotgun. Three receivers now. Man in motion, trying to get to the left side and hit and brought down. Well defended that time, Big T. Albia read that one so much better than they had in the previous quarter and a half of football.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the looked like Ryan Sarver and I'm not sure who else was in
Boss.
On that play.
Boss was over there.
Yeah, Boss was in there. Yeah, did a good job on reading on that and made a good tackle.
Third down, let's call it five. For Sioux Center, 2:19 to go in the first half. Dan, a really big play here. You want to get the ball back. You really like to score some points going into the halftime break. Right. You're going to get the ball to open the second half.
Well, that's a trademark of a Coach Staten team, is to get some points on the board just before half.
Quarterback rolls back. Borcher, here's the flag, and Bryce Leshen was on pursuit to the quarterback. He would have given him a nice warm Albia greeting.
A little procedure penalty, I believe, is going to be called against Sioux Center, and it is. 5 yard mark off.
Never give up, never give in. Go Albia, Blue Demons. Cindy Curran checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and that is a penalty on Sioux Center. The ball will be marked back to the 21-yard line. Third down, 10 here. 34-0. INT for a touchdown, a fumble recovery for a touchdown, and a couple of big plays, and Sioux Center has this early lead here. Quarterback rolling back, bringing some pressure, pass out in the flat, and incomplete, well defended again. Tony Leshen, just a sophomore, Dan, but boy, what a job he's done back there. This defensive backfield all season long has been tested, and these guys have rose to the occasion all year long.
Well, they have. And, you know, Tony just, again, plays well beyond his years, and you can see why this the corners and safeties have 31 INTs. You know, and it's just not a surprise that Tony has three of those on the season, so great job out of him. Stride for stride with a taller receiver, really shut him down, locked him up.
T, a big big special teams play here can help change the momentum a little bit.
Absolutely, need a special play right now.
Fourth down, now 10. Here comes the punt formation, the punt, a high booming kick. This one sends Weldon back all the way to his own 30-yard line. Albie's going to try to bring it over to the left side. Get a nice block in, but Weldon will fall down. He slips on the turf, and Albie will have the ball with 70 yards to work and only 1:35 on the clock here.
We've seen certainly a number of players both sides slipping. They're trying to make that plant on this turf. It's certainly a little better turf than way back in the day, but it still provides not necessarily the footing that the Blue Demons certainly want. And we've seen Sioux Center slip as well.
Funny that I'm getting text in here, Dan, on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and they're saying, can you tell the announcers on the Iowa High School network that EMOB does not stand for Every Man a Devil? No, it doesn't, and unfortunately I can't get there, and but it stands for Every Man a Brother. And
more importantly, who's listening to that broadcast?
Listening to us. That is multitasking. I have a feeling they're probably watching the game as well.
Yes, watch, but turn down that volume.
We're going to come right back. A timeout on the field. 1:35 to go in the first half. Albie trails by 34. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
Yep.
Cyber to Cyber, the twin connection on the first play from scrimmage after the timeout, and that is a completion out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Albia with a minute 30 to go here in the first half, trailing by 34.
And that's a huge play there, and I think the coaches are recognizing if they do that short flat route like that, you know, that will help set up that run play a little more. The interior pressure from a defensive end to defensive end has been very good for Sioux Center, so we've got to find a way to soften up this defense, and the little short flat patterns are going to be there.
Dual receivers east side of the field. Sarver, out of the shotgun, throws it across the middle of the field. Again, it's to his brother, the twin connection, Ryan Sarver. That's the first Iowa State Bank first down out to the 43-yard line. And T, as Dan was just saying, boy, those underneath routes, those quick routes are open there for Albia.
They're there. They're there. We just need to find them.
KJ, the lone back in the backfield to provide some protection for Luke Sarver in the shotgun. Two receivers again, east side of the field. Luke rolls back. Here's some pressure. Going to step up and going to be sacked. All the way back to the 38-yard line. Looked like he might get away for a moment, Dan, but the pressure came hard.
Came very, just very too quick, not able to get him to slow down there. KJ did a good job on the left side picking up the blitzing DN there. But, boy, the interior pressure was just too much for the Blue Demons. The Blue Demons are going to call a timeout, Jason.
Well, let's take a timeout as well. 43 seconds to go here in the first half. Albie with the football. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Bloodsport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket. Cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else. Your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
Go.
Second down and 14 for Albia. After the timeout, most importantly, only 43 seconds on the clock. Sarver. Out of the shotgun. Pressure coming in, and he's sacked all the way back to the 30-yard line. The delayed blitz there, and big number 9, Christian Roseboom, brought the boom, and that is a sack all the way back to the 31-yard line. And T, there was no time for Luke to even set up.
No, there wasn't, unfortunately. You know, he just he doesn't need a whole lot of time, but he does need some.
Third down, 22, 17 seconds to go. Albie going the wrong way here. Sarver throws. Matt Baker out across the 40-yard line, trying to get away from the defender, and will be brought down to the right at the 40-yard line, just short of the 40. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and Albia is going to go to the halftime break. And, folks, the halftime score, 34-0. We're going to see, Dan, we're going to see, I think, a different team in the second half, and it's going to take a second half that Albia has never seen before to pull out the win. And we've seen some big comebacks in the coach in terms of what it has to get over. But this is a football team that can. And I really liked what Scott Jackson said at the halftime break from the Courier. You just got to forget the score and move on.
You do, and you've got to come out and play 24 minutes of Blue Demon football. You know, whatever you can come up with, whatever you can do to make that play, do your assignment, your alignment. We hear about those terms as well. Just come out and do that. And don't worry about the score at this point. You're down 34-0. You know, it's not like it's a nail biter at this point. It's a gut check. It's about what do you got left in your own personal heart to go out and represent. You've got the community still behind you, going to love you no matter what. You've got yourselves, your teammates that you're looking across, your coaches are there. What are you going to do your best for the next 24 minutes? And I fully anticipate the Blue Demons to come out ready to go.
Well, let's take and go across the way. Big T, the team came out. The band was playing the fight song, and everyone was still positive coming out of that halftime tunnel.
Yeah, everybody's positive. You know, the fans are ready to see this second half, and, you know, I'm sure these players are ready to get going, too.
Well, let's take a look at your stats, and Big D with the stats from this first half.
Yeah, what's not surprising is the Blue Demons really struggled on getting a yardage out there. First time that I can recall in a long time, the Blue Demons come out with a net zero rushing yards. Carter Isley was 12 carries for 48 yards, but unfortunately the pressure that was on Luke Sarver all night long resulted in a negative 47 yards out of him, so he's not able to get anything positive going there, where there's a lot of sacks and those yards count against him. The passing game for us, though, you know, we do have 93 passing yards, so well above our average, so not a bad point there, but really we've got to get that ground game going, and really with Carter Isley going 12 for 48, 40-yard average, that still works. You got to think you're going to come back. I know we want to get quick scores, but let's go with Carter Isley. Let's run that ball and see what we can do.
Well, a lot of times, Christian, it's rhythm, and we got out of rhythm, and when bad things happen to compound on each other, you got to get back into that rhythm, and that's really what I felt like we missed because the wheels on the cart did fall off.
Yeah, we had the ball inside the 50-yard line a couple times, but when they got some pretty darn good momentum, they made a couple good stops, Sioux Center did, and we were down 13-0. We threw a pick, and then we also had a fumble. They scored, and just goofy things like that happened. And then we had a block punt, which they took advantage of inside their own 25-yard line. So just goofy things like that we need to get rid of. Focus and just play your Albia football.
Well, let's get to your impact player of this first half. And, Dan, the Eagles Club always make an impact on our community, and look at the comeback they've made, the renovations there at the Eagles Club, and we know they're listening down there and have a cold, frosty 1919 mug root beer for me. But, Dan, impact player of this first half.
I know. It's tough. You know, it really is hard when you've got the defenses, or, you know, the turnovers have caused some points there. The defense is really is adjusted, I thought, well. Offensively, you know, we haven't got anything. For me, I'm going to go with Carter Isley on 12 carries, 48-yard rushing yards, and that doesn't sound like much, but it's really a good effort out of him, and we just got to keep doing that and get back to Blue Demon football.
Carter and the Isley, the impact player of the first half. Here's your People's State Bank kickoff running with the football, and Matt Baker on the return brought down inside the 20-yard line, and they're special teams. Coach talked about in the pregame that they're a really good special teams football team, and Abby really hasn't been able to get anything broken loose here on special teams.
Yeah, they stay in their, you know, on the kickoff, you know, they stay in their lanes well. They pursue the ball good. You know, they're quick. They're good tacklers, you know. So, I mean, they're a good special teams team.
Don Capaldo checking in. He says, we are still proud of our Blue Demons, win, lose, or draw. Very proud of everyone. Here's a handoff running over that left side. That's the Iceman Isley. He'll have a pickup of a yard, maybe two, on first down.
good first down play there to get, as we always talk about, getting those positive yards. Certainly like to get 2 or 3 yards on it. Did pick up a long two there, so brings up 2nd and 8. The ball is spotted at the 21. But a good first down play for this Blue Demon squad. Get settled in with the ball, possession to start the second half.
Just underway second half. Here's a handoff, Isley over the right side, and met, and then still fighting forward, and Carter Isley. Big C, he just is so tough. He's relentless as a runner, and he's going to make a big play. You keep pounding away, and he'll find something.
Yeah, he does a great job of keeping his legs moving at all times. He really made a yard, maybe 2 yards, out of nothing right there. So good job by Carter Isley just keeping his legs going.
Third down, let's call it 6 here for Albia. 11 minutes to go in the third quarter, just underway the second half. Albia trailing by 34. Here's a fake handoff, rolling to the left side. Sarver throws it downfield, up for grabs, and a one-handed attempt there. And where's the flag at?
Oh,
no flag.
Boy, great job out of Gannon Osing on there. He did a great job going up there. I really thought there was extra contact there underneath from the defensive player. Gannon Osing was just going up there and really made a great effort to get to that ball. And the defensive guy not even making a play on the ball, just knocking him down.
That's going to bring it fourth down. So Albia's opening drive is going to come up a little short here. The ball at the 23-yard line. Albia looks to go into punt formation. We'll see here. As Luke Sarver will stand back. Three receivers out to the far side right in front of that Albia sideline. Sarver standing back at his own 15. Here's the snap. Luke gets in this one. A line drive, a bounce, and going to be fielded up, running with it. Number 9 inside the 40 to the 35-yard line. A short field here for Sioux Center to work with.
Christian Rosenboom came up on the short drive punt there and was able to actually catch it just before it hit the ground, which doesn't matter anything other than that he's got great forward momentum going for him, and was able to get about a 15-yard return and actually a net punt, not very, very, very big for the Blue Demons, as Sioux Center will start their first possession in the second half with the ball on the Blue Demon 33.
Go Big Blue. Keep fighting. Sheila Sample checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Brian should give out lots of gift certificates since he didn't keep up the I agree with that. And Brian, just give him a hard time. But here's a handoff running with the football. A big stick right there. Ryan Sarver with the tackle, getting a little help out there. No gain in the play. Big T, I like how Ryan filled that hole right there. That's those sharks we talk about that has been the shark tank of an Albion defense.
Yeah, he saw that play, stepped in that hole, and took that dude down right away.
Dan, we got some tickets we're going to give away here, and it's my good old buddy Jeff Cadell is going to be live on stage. He's going to tear it up, his comedy show coming up on December 6th. We're going to give some tickets away to that show here in this second half. Here's a quick pass. Rosenboom with the reception, and Albia's defense right there to gobble that up. A lot of white jerseys over there, Big D, as Albia read that one well.
Well, Bryce Leshman was out there and was just fighting off two blockers who were trying to block him and just knifed right between him. Did a great job slowing up the receiver. And, again, we've seen Christian Rosenboom do a nice job, big 6'2", 205-pound receiver, but really stopped him for no gain. Brings up third and a long 9, short 10, however you want to look at it.
See, so big for Albia to come up with a stop here. You really want to try to get back the ball here. No more momentum their way.
Yeah, that's right. We want to definitely get a stop without them scoring here. Stop the momentum going their way.
Here's a pass down the middle of the field and in the end zone and incomplete as he overthrew the intended receiver. But once again, those defensive backs stand stride for stride.
Yeah, they are. They're very, very good job of recognizing the deep receivers and staying with them. And we're able to keep that pass play from being completed, which could have been a potential score with the way the runner was going. Brings up now 4th and 9, which you would think is going to be a punt attempt here by Sioux Center.
I don't know. They might go for it here. The ball in the 32-yard line. You never know.
And it's outside the field goal kicker's range. He's kicked one as long as 41.
Well, they appear like they're going to go for it. Three receivers to the far side of the field. The shotgun formation, one back in the backfield. The quarterback, Borchers, rolls back. Here comes some inside pressure. A quick pass, intercepted. Stepping into the pass, Brett Freshwater on the return. Out across the 35 to the 40-yard line. An INT, a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers all season long. Brought to you by our friends from River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, you can join them tomorrow morning, 9:30, at the River Life Family Worship Center.
Great job out of Brett Freshwater of floating back into pass coverage and then reading the quarterback's eyes right across the middle. Had an open receiver, but Brett was able to slip underneath, and with that basketball skill that he has, able to jump up high and get that interception, 32nd interception for this Blue Demon squad. So doing what they can and doing what they do.
That's the momentum we needed back there, Big C, and Albie gets the INT.
Yeah, hopefully that's some momentum that we might need right there.
Carter Isley going to left side and fights forward for about a three-yard gain. But, Dan, I just love the way he fights.
Yeah, and he keeps those feet moving. We just keep talking about it. It sounds like a broken record. But, you know, that's just so key. And we heard Coach Huber talk about, you know, at the start of the season, that was something he didn't quite have all figured out. But, boy, he's really gotten it going here as the season's moved along. And no surprise, that's why you were able to amass over 2,200 rushing yards.
34-0, Albie trailing here. Here's the counter reverse running with it. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, inside the 50 and will be brought down. But I'll tell you what, he had that seam. He ran into one of his own polling guards, and that thing might have broke for six.
I tell you what, man, he's something else. I love to watch Matt run with the ball. He just never quits. Little Energizer Bunny guy.
You know what he is? He's just elusive underneath, and especially with that big offensive line in front of him. He can just kind of hide and slip and slide under there. Usually gets a really good gain.
8:30 to go here in this opening of this third quarter. Albie trails by 34 on the march here into Sioux Center territory. Here's the counter play running with Isley. Isley inside the 45, brought down at the 42-yard line. A pickup of about 4, maybe 5 yards on first down.
You know, nice job starting formation with him out on the right side as a wide out, if you will, slot back, and then brings him in motion, and then just a traditional counter play right up the middle there.
One of my good buddies, Jeff Cadill.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Oh, he is. Great guy, too.
Be on stage in St. Charles on December 6th. We've got some tickets to give away. Isley goes in motion. Hand off Isley. Fighting forward inside the 40. Still carrying himself forward and brought down inside the 40-yard line down to the 39. And big team. A little mix-up in the backfield. But Carter Isley, he is a man on a mission. He's willing his way downfield.
Yeah, you really can't. Once he gets ahead of steam, you better bring your friends, because it's going to take more than one guy.
Third down, two. Albia's crowd stands up and makes some noise, and so does Sioux Center. Here's a quick handoff. Kieran, the judge and jury, stand up and stood up right at the line of scrimmage and tripped up. Little to no gain right there. Dan, really, Sioux Center did a good job of getting that underneath leverage and holding up the line of scrimmage.
You know, they do. They've seen that a couple times now. They've really got underneath Kieran Judge, and that's that negates all that strength and power he has when he's not able to get his pad level below the defensive guy.
Fourth down, two here. Albie with the football. Isley over the left side, hitting the backfield, still fighting forward, but will be brought down as the penetration on that right side was into Albia backfield, and Albia's offense will turn the football back over to Sioux Center. And I'll tell you what, Big C, they've been able to move the football, just Sioux Center will not. They'll bend a little bit, but they just haven't broken.
Yeah, no, we're playing a great defensive team right here. Sioux Center, they make those stops when they need them, and that's what they've done all game to Albia.
Got a timeout on the football field. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Albie trailing by 34, 34-0. Go Big Blue. Make this your half of football. Frank, Rhonda, Abby Montgomery checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Take it.
Welcome back, everyone. Cedar Falls, Albia North. And the Uni Dome rebranded as the Thunderdome. But Sioux Center has the 34-0 lead here. 6:50 to go, third quarter. And we got some Jeff Cadill live and on stage in his comedy show, Tear It Up. He'll be in St. Charles on December 6th. And I got a couple of tickets to give away to the fifth text. 641-799-1437. Quarterback on the keeper and brought down. Bryce Leshen comes up, lowers the shoulder pads, and puts a stick on the quarterback, but not until he gets a gain of about 4 yards.
Trevor Blackford also coming back underneath on the block, trying to grab and reach and strip that ball. So good job trying to slow him up and stripping. Got to try to find a way to get a turnover here, I would think would be huge for the Blue Demons.
Again, a couple of tickets to Jeff Cadell's live on stage to tear it up his comedy routine. Send a text, 641-799-1437. A couple of tickets to give away to the fifth text. Put your name in the text. Here's a handoff running over the left side. Finding forward is going to be short of the first down. A gain of about 3 yards out to the 46-yard line of Sioux Center. And that'll bring a third down and three here. The big T, Albie's offense has made some noise, just has had a hard time finishing drives.
They have, you know, and it starts up front. You know, we've been doing a little bit better so far in the second half. Just need to establish it up front, you know, and sustain our blocks, you know, open up some holes.
Third down and three here. Albia trailing 34-0, 5:40 to go in this third quarter. The quarterback hands it off, trying to get to the left side and hit, and fighting forward has the first down. Albia's defense was there, Dan, but great running there by Chaz Rinkin.
Again, great power running, keeping his feet moving there. And the Blue Demons between Josiah Harris and Trevor Blackford and Bryce Leshen and Tony Leshen over here just trying to get the stop. Tony and Blake Lawless just not able to get him to stop before he got the first down.
Lane Timmerman has won our first set of two tickets to Jeff Cadell's hilarious routine, Tear It Up, his comedy show in St. Charles on December 6th. Lane Timmerman, our first winner. First down, 10-4, Sioux Center from the Albia 49-yard line. Here's a handoff running over left side, inside the 40. Five-yard line brought down at about the 41. Gain of about 7 yards on that first down carry.
Good little blocking underneath there. Was able to slip underneath the initial point of attack for the Blue Demons and get a 7-yard pickup, as you said, Jason.
4:50 and counting here in this third quarter. Albia trails by 34. An INT for a TD. A fumble recovery for a touchdown. 85-yard touchdown run. 25-yard touchdown strike, a block punt, and that has been the storyline that which was the first half. Here's an underneath pass, a fake handoff, and then a release to number nine, Christian Roseboom. And he is a lot of offense and a lot of defense for this Sioux Center team, and they'll move the chains inside the 30 of Albia.
Yeah, no, a very, very good athletic player there, and just a nice little play action, a bootleg out of the quarterback, Borchers, to get out there to Christian Roseboom, and as you said, he's a second-leading tackler on this defensive squad, and then offensively, he gets it from passing and running.
4:26 to go. First and 10 for Sioux Center at the Albia 29-yard line. Here's a handoff, and getting into the defensive backfield and fighting his way inside the 20-yard line. Couple of missed tackles, and Sioux Center, Christian, showing off his tremendous running talent.
Yeah, they do an excellent job of keeping their feet going, just kind of like Carter Isley does. And it looks like we're just throwing out our arms right there to make some arm tackles. We need to make sure that we wrap up and take them to the ground.
Albia trailing here 34-0 here in the third quarter. 3:58 to go. And Sioux Center on the march once again. Shotgun formation. They'll send a man in motion. And he'll hand it off straight ahead, running forward and inside the 10-yard line. And another first down. And, Dan, what they've done, they spread Albia out.
Yeah.
They'll fake the handoff, or the quarterback will give. It's called the pistol formation, and you'll see it ran in different ways. Sometimes an option. And this team will run it several different ways. But right there, it was more of an option play. The quarterback seeing that that would open up and hand it off, and away he went.
Yeah, just have a very effective scheme that they do and how they execute it, and created a nice little hole and chunking away yards there. Puts them in the red zone here, ball on the 6-yard line.
3:24 to go here in this third quarter. Here's a handoff running ahead and still fighting forward. And I'll tell you what, no quit on Sioux Center. They,
I'm going to say they, just short.
Gee, man, he's Christmas. That was a tough running there by Abel Duden, 5'10 senior. Albie looked like they had him stopped, Dan, and they are playing Big T with a lot of confidence, and why wouldn't you be?
It's true. I mean, everything's going right for him, it seems like, you know, so that gives you a lot of confidence right there.
2:48 to go. First down, goal to go, or second down, goal to go from the two. Hand off and in for the Sioux Center touchdown, and that, gentlemen, will also bring something besides a 40-point.
Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Eye Care Partners PC has a November special. Buy one pair of glasses and get your second pair 50% off. This is their best sale of the year and a great way to get more for your money and use up your flexible spending dollars before the end of the year. Get the glasses you've always wanted for hunting, computer work, reading, or even prescription sunglasses. Stop into Penn Central Eye Clinic inside the Oskaloosa Mall or at Eye Care Partners, 823 Franklin Street in Pella for more details.
It's harvest time in Iowa. Bring it on in, boys. We'll supply the classic hit country, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Albion fans being shown on the Jumbotron and the south end zone here. People State Bank kickoff. They're a new mobile app. Check it out. Ready, set, go. And here is your kickoff. Bounces at the 20 towards the sidelines and will go out of bounds, and Albion will get the ball at the 35-yard line. But Big T, right now, the running clock is also an opponent of this Albion team.
Something that I never thought I'd see this year was the running clock and being our enemy.
Right, right.
You know, so we certainly would like to get a quick score in order for that to not happen.
Well, Big C, I expect Albion's going to come out and probably go to those four receiver sets and really spread things out.
Yeah, and it looks like they're actually doing a re-kick here,
yeah,
is what it's lining up to be. But, yeah, they very might well go into what they call the Eagle formation with the different group of guys, the more quicker, faster wide receiver guys.
Yeah, and just to explain that, on the penalty, the ball rolled out of bounds with no chance for a return by the Blue Demons, and that's an option then for the receiving team to either take the ball at the 35 and start their possession there or have the team re-kick. Obviously, the Blue Demons want to re-kick, try to see if they can't, as T mentioned, get a score on this return. That way the running clock isn't a factor at all, so we really want to get a chance to get a return in. 35 is certainly a good spot to start the possession, but really it's the clock is the bigger opponent right now.
Go Big Blue. There's still time. Cassie Thomas and family listening in Los Angeles, California. And I doubt very much they're going to see what we're going to see on the way home, Dan, and that is white stuff called snow, the four-letter word. And here's the kickoff from the People's State Bank kickoff. This one goes out of bounds once again.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Just before it rolled as a touchback.
We'll have to see what they're going to want to do here. They probably will kick it again because it'll be another.
I think you got to keep that clock stopped there as long as you can. I think the Blue Demons aren't coming off the field and want to do it again. You know, the other thing, you talk about that snow just for a second. I do want to give a shout out to the road department and crews, both the city, the county, and the state back home. There are a number of guys who really would have loved to have been up here, had planned to be up here, but with the snow, they had a duty to their community to stay back and honor that. And what a great group of guys that do a fantastic job of trying to keep the streets cleaned and safe for all of us. And we know they're back to cheering on the Blue Demons and representing, but I want to say thank you for doing what you do night in, night out. You've got some long hours and days ahead of you.
Not to diminish the work done by other communities and their road crew, but I'll tell you what, when I travel around southern Iowa for business and after a snowstorm, there's nobody gets things cleaned up any quicker than the Albia Road Department and Monroe County Road Department. So thanks to all of them. Here's Matt Baker on your People's State Bank return. 35 out across the 40, trying to get some running room. 45 midfield to the 45 of Sioux Center, and a big return there by Matt Baker. Now I know why they turned down all those penalties. The Big C, they wanted to see Matt Baker take one across midfield. Or Big T.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you say me?
No.
No.
I didn't think so.
No,
so it's not my fault. I love seeing the ball in Matt Baker's hands, man. I mean, he just makes things happen.
Well, 2:08 to go. Abby's going to have to make a lot of things happen here in a hurry. Three receivers out to the far right side, right in front of the Albion bench. Sarver hands it off to Isley. Isley inside the 35 or 45 will be brought down after a gain of two or three. And again, we're into running clock mode here, folks. So Albion's got a lot against it, 40 points and a running clock.
you know, at this point, again, with the play up the middle, the clock would have run. So we're not losing valuable seconds based on the play calling right now. Like that, we're running more of a spread formation, but run up the middle sets up the play action for maybe a pass play coming up in a play or two.
Sarver rolls back, fake pass, and then there comes number nine, Roseboom, and then a penalty flag comes in. And if you're a Sioux Center, you probably don't agree with that.
I think it's a little helmet-to-helmet. Yeah. Was probably the call there. It was a great sack coming in, unabated, and they're able to come in there. Was Rosenboom, but I think when he's coming in with his head, went right into Sarver's helmet, and I think that's what they're looking at and talking it over.
Well, Big T, you're across the way. You got to see that a little closer, and D and I up here about four stories high above the mat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was clearly a personal foul. You know, my opinion.
And they might even be signaling. I see him talking about maybe even possibly a guy with a face mask. I don't know if his hand got on the mask too as well, but either way, it was a personal foul. Yeah. So that stops the clock.
Well, and interesting that they took it from the spot of the infraction, which was all the way back inside the 50 of Albia. And you hear the Albia fans come to life. They have been waiting for something to cheer for, and you can hear them, folks. They're coming to life here. They're no quitting this Albia fans or this Albia team, but right now they've got to make a play. Second down and a yard. Twin receiver set. Sarver in the shotgun. Luke steps up, throws it. Complete. Matt Baker inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, had to go up into the traffic, Dan, keep that concentration and focus, and he brings it in.
What I really like, too, we're going on a shotgun here, and Luca is using hand signals with the noise and everything. They really wrap that and coach that up. It also allows him to be looking at the receivers right away without having to roll and drop back.
Shotgun formation. Luke rolling to the left side, throws it to the flat, and incomplete. The pressure was on. And that will drop incomplete here. 36 seconds to go in this third quarter. The clock stopped for a moment. They restarted it. Yeah. Again, we're in running clock mode. All right, are you ready to get some more Funny Man tickets? As Jeff Cadell is going to be live on stage. We gave four tickets to Lane Timberman. Yeah. I got four more tickets to give away to the first text, 641-799-1437. Sarver hands it off. Isley sidesteps the defender inside the 20. Fighting forward down to the 17-yard line. A gain of about 5 yards as the clock will run down in this third quarter. And that will be the third quarter in the book, the fourth and final quarter to come after a timeout. But don't forget, we have these Tear It Up, Jeff Cadell Live on Stage tickets, and Andy Coe. You have won four tickets to go see Jeff Cadell live in St. Charles, Iowa. We'll take a quick time, come out, come back, and give away some more tickets when we come back to Blue Demon Football.
Brian and Barbara at Soap Creek Lodge, as well as Albia Brewing Company, along with their staff, would like to say congratulations to the Albia Blue Demons on their success and wish them a win as state. Remember, Soap Creek Lodge for all your weddings and get-togethers, as well as Albia Brewing Company for your Christmas parties, class reunions, and family get-togethers. Our pizza at the Albia Brewing Company is made from scratch and is available for carry-out or dining in.
Hello, my name is Mike S. McGee. I am running as a write-in candidate for Monroe County Board of Supervisors on December the 9th. I would appreciate your vote by writing my name on the ballot. Thank you. Paid for by Mike S. McGee. Go Big Blue.
This is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Orange Bowl champion Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, back to Thunder. Sorry. Let me do that one more time. Back to Jason and Dan.
Three quarters in the book from the Uni Dome. And they've been three quarters that have belonged to Sioux Center, as they have a 40-0 lead here going to the fourth and final quarter. And a team, really, you want to get something going in this fourth quarter for all these seniors that are likely to play their last football game in an Albia uniform.
Would like to get a quick score here, get the ball back. You know, just score as much as we can here in the fourth quarter, you know, put something together. Just leave some lasting memories on this field right now.
Well said.
Albia with the football. Third down and six from the 17-yard line. The Blue Demons on the march here. A running clock if you're just joining us. INT for a touchdown. A fumble recovery for a touchdown. A 85-yard touchdown run for Sioux Center. And a 25-yard touchdown run after a blocked punt. And that was 28 points in about 2 minutes. Sarver rolls back, throws it complete inside the 15-yard line to about the 14. Going to be short of the first down marker. Again, that underneath pattern, Dan, you talked about earlier in the game was open again there.
You know, as Matt runs such really nice crisp routes, as do all the receivers here. You know, Luke's rolling out to his right, which is a strong dominant side, which works well for him as well. Allows for a nice crisp pass coming into Matt Baker to pick up a few yards. Brings up fourth and two now with the ball on the 14.
Albia has yet to convert on that fourth down play, which has been so crucial. A big play here. Fourth down two. Sarver rolling to the left side. Being pursued. Pump fakes. Now he's going to have to get rid of the defender and will be brought down once again. And Albia's offense stalls at the 17-yard line where Sioux Center will take over with the running clock.
Yeah, that was Cole Keift who comes in there, and he's was the starting quarterback to start the season. But what speed he has to close that out. The junior comes in. He's 6'4", 210. So a lot of tall guys here, but boy, they've got some speed to back it up.
Again, we have four tickets. Again, we've given away two sets of four tickets. Lane Timmerman and Andy Coe, winners of the first set of four. We got another set of four to Jeff Cadell's Tear It Up comedy routine from St. Charles, Iowa. And we'll give away four more tickets. Here's a handoff trying to get to the right side. Gets the corner turned and out across the 30-yard line where he's pushed out of bounds after a first down carry there for number 13. Just checking in. That is Tyus Arendas. Freshman. All right, the first text with your name in it, 641-799-1437. Four tickets to Jeff Cadell, our good buddy Jeff.
You bet. Great guy and funny man, and it's going to be quite a show for our winners, Lane Timmerman and Andy Coe so far.
We're looking for another winner here, 641-799-1437. Here's the handoff over the right side, running it once again, working upfield, and that's number 12, Jordan Nomsen. And
Nomsen
with the first serve. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think you didn't want to announce his name the last play, and instead he gave it to the freshman who wasn't in the game.
Well, we've got a winner right here, and it is Kathy Benson. She has won a four-pack of tickets to Jeff Cadell live on stage, the Albion native, good buddy of ours.
Yep.
And he's going to give you his stand-up routine called Tear It Up. 9:20 to go in the ball game. Albion trails 40-0. Quarterback hands it off, trying to get to the right side. Gets the corner turned and out across midfield. A foot race down the sidelines. Look out. And that's going to be another Sioux Center touchdown. And Dan,
Eric Hoyer again with a long run. He had one that first half.
Holding.
Just able to read. He's small and elusive and just able to get out and run. Boy, just some good speed there.
46-0. Albia is unfortunately on the wrong side of this 46-0 score. But guys, T, you know you got to flush this game because this is the anomaly of what was a tremendous Blue Demon football season.
Great season, you know. I mean, I tell you, I'm sitting here just kind of dumbfounded. I don't get it, you know. But bless these guys' hearts. I mean, they're out there. They're trying. They're doing what they can, you know. And we'll get a score on the board right now.
The extra point was good. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football from Cedar Falls. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mary.
And I'm Renata.
And we're from the Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater from St. Charles, Iowa, 10 minutes north of Osceola.
We're the largest amphitheater in the state of Iowa.
Check out our comedy show featuring Jeff Cadell December 6th. Doors open at 6:30.
Where the road meets the stars.
We are proud sponsors of the Albion Blue Demons and KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country.
For more information, call 515-333-4628.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit?
Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction.
I don't know if that provides any comfort at all or not.
Give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today. 777-3774.
Yeah, here you go. Anytime.
Three to go in the ball game. Alpia trailing here 47-0, and another People's State Bank kickoff. This one deep, fielded at the 8-yard line by Matt Baker. He'll hand it off to Hunter Weldon over to the left sideline. Hunter across the 20, 25, some running room, 30, 35, missed by a defender, out close to the 40-yard line, and you got to see that track speed. Big T right in front of you.
That dude's fast, man. I mean, I tell you what, I wasn't quite sure who had the ball, but. Then I saw Hunter come up this side with it, but those guys are fast back there, and like I said, these guys are going to get a score on this possession right now.
The Klauses and the Harrises listening in from Kansas City say go Big Blue, and right now I want to hear from all the alumni. We know that there's alumni listening all over the world. We want to hear from you, and your classmates that are probably listening want to hear that their classmates listening in. And Dan, regardless of the score here, this is a celebration of Albia to make it to the Uni Dome and rebrand it the Thunderdome. It is a great accomplishment.
Well, it is. You know, 2 years in a row, most of these kids played on the team last year, or you know, had significant roles on the team last year. To do this in back-to-back years is never been done before in Albia history, and it's rare to do in anybody's history. So great job. You tip your hats to Sioux Center. Came out with a great game plan, great speed. They, like us, made it to, last year for the first time to the Uni Dome, so a lot of similarities, and they came back with a vengeance to come out and get it. The Blue Demons, though, have nothing. You know, it's going to taste maybe a little bad. They've got nothing to be ashamed of or upset about. They can do. You can talk about coulda, woulda, shouldas, what we could have done better, or maybe not done this or that, but at the end of the day, you know what? They've got themselves in a place that you and I can't, you know, as alumni, we can't talk about. We weren't here. You know, they have nothing to be ashamed of. I've got nothing but pride and joy in my heart for these guys.
Sarver rolls back, throws it. It's complete. Running with the football. Habman across midfield. Splits the defender inside that's Gannon Osing. And Gannon Osing all the way inside the 40-yard line down to the 38. He's just a junior, Dan. Yeah. He is having a great second half of the season.
Yeah.
A lot of great games ahead of him.
It is. You know, you really see the ability that he's got with his speed and size. I mean, he's just such a big, tall tight end out there. Great hands. We saw him catch two lasers last week against Williamsburg, and tonight now he's got a couple of pass receptions as well.
Awesome season, Albia, from Chris and Connie Stone out in Richmond, Virginia. So glad to have all of you along. We want to hear from all the alums. 641-799-1437. Carter Isley sidesteps the defender, fights his way forward inside the 35-yard line before he's tripped up and brought down. A gain of about 6 yards on that first down carry.
And on those alums, put the year you graduated in so we can, you know, represent your respective classes.
641-799-1437, Southern Iowa Technology text line. Second down here, 7:35 to go. Here's Isley with the handoff. Stetter steps, comes back the other way, and will be brought down after a gain of about a yard, and that is it.
Boy, he tried to cut back against the grain there, but the defense, very disciplined for Sioux Center, was able to meet him at that point of attack as well. So we'll bring up a third down play and four with the ball on the 33. Again, the clock continues to run with 7:15 in this game. Blue Demons trailing 47-0.
Roll on, Demons. We're proud of you. Kate and, Kate and Carla. Checking in back in Albia. Here's a handoff. Isley fighting forward. Still fighting forward. No quit. He's going to fight towards that first down marker as he goes inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line. The class of 2001 is proud of the Blue Demons.
Nice.
K-Zap, T-Zap listening in. Drive safe. Going home. All some of the roads are slick. 95 and 97 class checking in. The Zap boys.
Carter Isley able to get the first down on that carry, so just that a huge second and third effort really was able to get the yards we needed. Keeps the chains moving, and it gives a chance for the Blue Demons to try to get a score on here, so have just a little redemption.
Here's the handoff, Isley fighting forward and works inside the 20, down close to the 25-yard line, a gain of about 3 or 4, 6:17 to go. Hold your head up high, boys. Great season. Steve Maddie from 1976, the class of 1976 checking in. Proud of you guys. And from Mustang Country, you make the district look good. Thanks. That's from our friends down in Davis County. They played in some pretty big football and baseball games.
Just champions. Every sport, yep.
Here's a counterplay. Matt Baker gets by the defender. He was wrapped up. Gets through. 15, 10, a foot race. Five! Touchdown! Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, take off that goose egg and put up a six for the Blue Demons as Matt Baker looked like he was gobbled up at the line of scrimmage. And no quitting, the touchdown maker, the senior, takes it in for a Blue Demon touchdown.
Well, that's what you want to see out of him. You know, there's just there is no quitting. All these guys, Matt Baker certainly has a lot of passion for every sport he participates in. We see it on the basketball court, and we certainly saw it on that play there. It was willed himself to get that touchdown.
How about that, T-Buddy? It looked like he was gobbled up and brought down for a loss on the play, and I don't know how he got through, but he did.
I hate to tell you, but I told you so. That drive, I knew we were going to go down and score, so great job.
Here's the snap. The extra point is up high enough, long enough. It's good enough, and Albia erases the goose egg, and Albia will still trail 47-7. We'll be right back. 5:45 to go in the ball game. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate of Albia are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals serving all of your real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon athletics.
Let's get the Tharp Funeral Home wireless
sideline mics. Your sale
mentioned.
Or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home.
Call did you guys hear that?
The United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate Team, or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Tharp Funeral Home is a proud supporter of the Albia Blue Demons and the Lady D's. We are committed to supporting the athletics in the Albia Community School District, and we wish them all success this season.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
You know, football is a game of inches, and you ought to see the inches on my tan slacks. Boom! Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
Jimmy couldn't make the trip up here to the Uni Dome, and but Big C over there along the way, and Big C on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. It was great to hear that Albia fans come alive on the Matt Baker touchdown maker touchdown.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's great that we didn't come out here, and didn't, you can definitely see that the boys, they don't quit. They don't quit. They came down here, they scored a touchdown, and you never know. Anything's possible, I guess. So it's good spark right there, and the crowd got into it a little bit.
Well, one bite of taking about this giant, this is a foot-long hot dogs that Albie's trying to take out, and Big T, it's just one bite at a time.
That's how you do it. I should know.
Proud of you guys. Go Big Blue. Blake Billings checking in. 2008 grad. We want to hear from all of our alum. Send a text 641-799-1437. Put your name and your year. We'll get you on the air. Here's the People's State Bank kickoff. Bounces at the 20. Rolls towards the sideline. Picked up inside the 10. And here comes a return for, a huge hit and brought down right there. I'm not sure who laid the licking on there, Dan, but that was an enormous hit. Ryan? No, that's not Ryan.
I'm trying to get up there. Is that Nate Hoffman?
Nate Hoffman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he came in and just came, you know, the senior recognizing that this is going to be his last game as a Blue Demon here, and really put a good hit on there on the field. So good job out of Nate coming down hard hitting.
Steve, Tanya, and Sarah Ryan at the Lake of the Ozark, class of 1983, checking in.
Saw him this morning. They're in Albia, so they had an option to go north or south. I think he chose wisely.
I think he chose real wisely. Proud of the Blue Demons. Go Big Blue from Missy, the class of 1985.
The snow ride home will not be fun, so he's a nice warmer climate.
Here's the handoff running with the football and being brought down after a little to no game, maybe a gain of about 2 or 3 yards there. 4:52 to go. Albie trails 47-0. Albie wanting to get the ball back quickly. But Darlene from 1977, the class of 1977, says, very proud of you. You are winners in my book. Go Big Blue.
There is no doubt about it. We just know everyone out there is listening and just loving and supporting the Blue Demons, again, to do something historic, and that is making it back to the Union Dome and back-to-back years. Making it once is quite a feat, and last year we enjoyed that, and this year we get to enjoy it yet again. So I love nothing better than being up here watching Blue Demons play with their last game of the year in 72-degree weather.
Absolutely, in T-shirt weather here from the Union Dome. Here's a counter play running over the right side and getting a block and getting across the 30 out to the 35-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Warriors. Win or defeat, we love you the same. Proud of the Blue Demons in Madison, Wisconsin. Curly Crawl, the class of 77 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of our alums. 641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. I know Dean Perenza checked in a little bit ago. Dino Perenza, my good buddy from the class of 88. 3:40 to go. Abbey trails 47-7. Matt Baker, touchdown, maker, touchdown. The lone score tonight. Here's the quarterback going to keep it and runs to go big blue. And the clock is ticking away here in the final minute and a half. Abbey trailing 47-7. And Dan, irregardless of that old scoreboard up there, what a fun ride this has been as a Blue Demon fan.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you start to reflect now where we are, and it's been amazing what these guys have been able to accomplish, you know, and the senior class has been a part of this growth and development of this program. They've had such a high level of success their entire football careers. That more importantly, they're going to have success in their adult lives after this.
Coach Staten trying to call a timeout. He wants to give his team more opportunities. One of the worst things that happens, T, when you have a running clock is that, you know, the guys don't get to play. And I know that's great sportsmanship not to run the score up, but in this kind of a game where you can give your hat to the Sioux Center, but it wasn't just mismatch of games. It was just a mismatch of turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, it just that's what happens, you know. If your defense is going to score, you know, the game, the game more or less is going to be your way, you know. I mean, it's you just create more opportunities, you know, and we just got behind the eight ball and just couldn't get back out.
Big C, buddy, I know a lot of people think that this football team making it twice in a row is quite the accomplishment. Give it that, but there's no reason why we can't think three-peat.
Yeah, we got an excellent junior class still out there today, and I believe that they can do a three-peat. It's totally possible, especially with the talent Albie has in their junior class and the sophomore class and the freshman class and the eighth grade class.
Keeps
going down and down and down. So it's a program that Coach Dayton has built, and it's just going to continue and continue and continue.
Second down carry by the quarterback trying to get to the right side and will be brought down as he falls inside the 30-yard line, a gain of about 8 yards. It's going to bring a third down and two here. Sheila Lehart, class of 84, listening in at a tumble. Go Big Blue. Thanks, you guys, for a great year of announcing from Louis Sweeney in Del Rio, Texas. Well, Del Rio, Texas, you've been a part of our football Friday nights the entire season. We thank you and all of our listeners who have been such a important part of this program. Coach Dayton has been so proud, and the kids are so proud of these broadcasts, Dan, and we just all we get to do is sometimes call it right.
Yeah, and we try to do honor and justice by this Blue Demon squad and really recognize the achievements they've made and each and every year. For several years we've been doing this, and you've been at it longer than I have even, but you know, we really can't say enough about how proud we are of the way they're doing it. And Christian's exactly right. You know, as painful as it is to see the senior class graduate, you know, you've got, last I knew, there's 24 juniors on this roster. That some of them have now 2-year starters on the defensive side. There's 8 of them that have played defense 2 years in a row now for the squad. So they're salty, to say the least. And a lot on the offensive line has got four and five that actually could be coming or will be coming back that really could be considered starters and have considerable playing time on the line. You know, we still have Carter the Iceman Isley. So we got lots of things coming back. And then couple that with a developing sophomore group that's outstanding, some really good freshmen. There's just lots of opportunities to expect coming forward.
Here's a penalty flag coming in. Albie called his last timeout, folks. 44 seconds to go. It's a running clock here. Albie trails 47-7.
Hard count by the now the freshman quarterback again is Tyus Ahrens has come in. He did a hard count and actually was able to draw us offside. So coach, so we'll give the first down. We'll bring the ball inside the 25, mark just inside the 24, actually.
Well, doggone it. We're hoping to get the ball back, but I think that just diminished our chances. 45 seconds to go, and you see Coach Staten up on the big screen. And how fortunate are we to have a legendary Hall of Fame coach walking the sidelines at Ironman Field, and the work he's done has been truly remarkable here at Alvia. And here's the victory formation set up by Sioux Center, and they have a lot to be proud of. We just take our hats off and tip them to Sioux Center. Dan, when you looked at the road that they have paved to get here, buddy, I don't know if anybody, we thought Albia had a rough one, but they knocked off the number one and number two teams to get here on the road.
Yeah, they did. You know, they played at Spirit Lake and Clear Lake last week, so two games in 4 or 5 days there. What a great job out of them. They've got to take one more snap here. And there it is, and that with the clock continuing to run will be the end of the game here in 10 seconds. But 47-7 will be our score here. It doesn't diminish the great season the Blue Demons had. Again, you can't say enough positive things about Sioux Center. Very, very much wish them well. Want to see them go on and win next Friday in the 2A championship game. Their opponent is yet to be determined, but a great, great Blue Demon season, great career out of these seniors. Very, very proud of this squad over there on the other side representing Albia.
And we'll listen to the Albia fight song as the team shake hands. 47-7, your final score here, and Albia marching band. That is a marching band as the Blue Demons come up short tonight, 47-7, the final score. And Big T, the standing ovation that was his Albia football crowd. And you can see the pride that's in those Albia fans. They stuck around for the entirety of this football game. And, oh, for sure, disappointment. No one, I think, no one saw this thing coming. But regardless, you can't erase the 11 wins out of this historic Albia football season.
No, absolutely not. You know, this team has been special this year. You know, what has happened today doesn't diminish any of that. You know, and everybody here knows it, and that's why they're still here.
Well, Big C, buddy, you know, I talked to you earlier about this, but the resiliency of this team, and now you've got to shake this off, and outside of those seniors, you got to get back to work because next year starts tomorrow.
That's right. Next year does start tomorrow. Starts getting up early morning in the weight rooms, and it's just coming off a loss like this is definitely going to be tough, but it might help the junior class and the other class. You got hit in the mouth a little bit, but hey, just like in Rocky, he got knocked down. He kept finding a way. And that's sometimes what teams need right there. And this is a team that never stops fighting, never stops believing in themselves. And a Coach Staten team, he has brought this program from going to seasons where we're hoping and wanting to go to the playoffs to a team that constantly makes playoffs, constantly makes dome appearances. And he's definitely going to have talk to the seniors tonight and to the whole team and say, hey, the journey's not over yet. We still have one more goal, and that's leaving the Dome with the championship trophy. And that's still available for those junior class, sophomore class. And credit it to the senior class for bringing that leadership all year long to the juniors, to the sophomores. And they're going to hand over the torch tonight to the junior class. And hopefully they can have the same leadership that this great senior class did.
We're going to listen to Bud Legg as a presentation of the trophy to Albia is about to be presented to Albia with the semifinal, a quarterfinal finish here, and is being recognized at midfield as the trophy will be handed over. And Dan, it's really nice to know that we might need a trophy case stretcher.
You know, it is. Just continue to add hardware, and that's the thing that today might not feel so good for these players, but boy, when they come back, and we've heard from the alumni checking in, when these guys are alumni, they're going to be very proud of that and be able to see that in the trophy case for years to come.
Looking down there, Kieran Judge has that trophy hoisted high as the seniors walk over to the Albia fans, and I know they're coming over to celebrate with their team. They get a nice ovation from Sioux Center, and we'll give all the credit to Sioux Center tonight. Albion had the turnovers, but Sioux Center created those turnovers, and they deserve to get the win tonight. An impressive finish here by them. But Albion's team is over on the sidelines getting this picture taken right in front of their fans on that far west stands. And Big T, as you look down there, I know some dejected faces, but to have that trophy, that only four teams are going to go home at the end of the year with that kind of a trophy.
That's right, buddy, and there's a lot of teams in Class 2A. So, I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of at all. I mean, these guys right there gave the crowd an attaway. You know, they're appreciative of these fans, too. You know, they know what, you know, they know it's 2.5 hours here, and it was 3 hours to Clarinda, and, you know, so, I mean, they appreciate these fans, and, man, we appreciate them.
Well, we appreciate you, Big T and Big C. You guys have had to overcome the elements to earn this spot in indoors here in the final season, and what a ride it's been, Big C. What a ride it's been.
Yeah, it's been a great ride, thanks to this senior class and leadership that they provided to the younger guys. They really led their troops out there tonight and let them to come to the Dome again, second straight.
Oops, sorry. Big T, buddy, great job out of you all season long, and what a great ride you guys had in that 3D that was the sidelines on the football Friday night. The pads popping and the atmosphere that Albia has provided, it's been a thing of joy.
I tell you what, man, I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world come Friday night, you know, because it's a great seat every Friday that we've got. And I appreciate Joe and the work that KIIC does for you know, the entire area, football teams. And, you know, you guys do a great job up there. And, you know, without you guys, you know, we wouldn't have what we got, you know. So just love it, I'm going to go get my ticket for next year.
Very good. Big T and Big C that have been on the wireless of Mike's courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home in Albia. When your moment of need comes, Richard will take great care of you and your family at Tharp Funeral Home as they brought the wireless mics all season long. Hello, guys. Have a safe trip home from Jack and Johnny Flattery, class of 89. And, Dan, you and I get to spend a lot of Friday nights in a broadcast booth, but this little journey of you and I began long ago as we were, grew up in the same neighborhood in the Stocker Tree House. And, the many times that we played, Albia football in our backyards and dreamed of being, the guys like Brian Baker and, me growing up, I was growing up looking up to you and Norm, and what a ride it's been for us. You know, we used to dream of these moments as little kids and as broadcasters, thinking maybe someday Albie could find its way to the Dome, and here we find ourselves two.